A few weeks ago on this program, we reported on the death of the last known widow of a Confederate Civil War veteran, Alberta Martin, age 97. Well, now it turns out that at least one other Civil War widow is very much alive. Her name is Maudie Celia Hopkins. She's 89 and lives in Arkansas. She was still a teenager when she married William Cantrell in 1934. Her story's been uncovered by Martha Boltz, a member of the United Daughters of the Confederacy. Ms. Boltz says it was Maudie Hopkins' son-in-law who first clued her in just last month at a ceremony honoring Confederate soldiers in Virginia.
He said, "Well, you know, I've been talking to newspapers and trying to talk to TV people for 3 years, and nobody's interested." And I said, being a little Southern girl, "Honey, you just found someone who's interested."
And that would be you.
And that would be me. So we exchanged cards before we left, and the next day I got on the phone with him, and he started telling me the information, and I started pulling the documentation up. I got our office in Richmond, sent me Mr. Cantrell's military service record, and then one of the other relatives kindly sent me a JPEG file of the actual marriage license application, bond, and certificate, so we knew that she was married to him.
Now, you got in touch with Maudie Celia Hopkins to ask her about her marriage. What did she tell you?
I called her one morning and told her who I was, and I know her usual answer is, "Well, that was a long time ago." So I said, "Okay, Ms. Hopkins, I know it was a long time ago, but tell me what you remember about Mr. Cantrell. What was he like?" And she said instantly, without any even thought, she said, "Oh, he was a good man. He was very respected and respectable." She said, "He was good to me, and I was good to him. I treated him just like a baby." Which, you know, to me said a lot for her, because it was a marriage of convenience. He needed someone to care for him in his declining years. He had just lost his wife. This is a tiny town, little hamlet in Arkansas, and this lady was cleaning houses for a living. And he met her, or saw her, and asked her could she clean house for him. And she said, "Well, this lady pays me $10 a day." And Mr. Cantrell said, "Well, I'll pay you $12 a day." So they struck up an arrangement. Apparently, from what she says, he began to realize that what he really needed was live-in help. He needed somebody to cook. He needed somebody to clean. He needed somebody to help in every possible way. But the standards of the time, and of course we had good standards all over the South, were that this unmarried couple could not live together. Well, she's a young girl of 19.
And he's 86.
He's 86. So she began to realize very quickly that this was a chance for her to continue living and have a little income. And she wasn't very anxious. She told me, she said, "I just didn't want to marry an old man." But she realized this was the only thing she could do, really. And so they agreed to get married. And he told her at the time, "If you'll marry me and take care of me as best you can, I'll deed you my house and 200 acres.
Maudie Hopkins went on to remarry after Mr. Cantrell died several times.
Yes, she married twice after that.
It doesn't seem like this was a marriage that she wanted people to know about. Was she unhappy about it, do you think?
As she got older, I think she began to realize that this would not be so readily understandable in later years. So she really just didn't talk about it. And I think she really felt like in this tiny town that she lived, it just wasn't going to be received properly. And this is a lady with a lot of pride and a lot of stature, and she didn't want to be thought of as less than the lady which she is.
They had no children together, I'm assuming?
No. Oh, no, they had no children together at all.
I wonder, for someone like you who thinks about genealogy and the Confederacy a whole lot, it's entirely possible there would be a number of other cases just like this one.
I think there quite probably are. We just lost Alberta Martin in Alabama, who was buried the same Saturday that my story came out in the Times on Maudie Hopkins. And my take on it was that we lost Alberta Martin that day, but God saw fit to give us Maudie Hopkins instead. So I thought that was great. But I do think these cannot be the only two women of that particular category that are left in the world. And maybe there are others like Maudie, whether they be Union or Confederate widows, who are a little reluctant to come out of this type of closet and tell the world about themselves.
Martha Boltz, thanks for talking with us.
You are more than welcome. Have a good day.
Martha Boltz of the United Daughters of the Confederacy talking about the discovery of another surviving Confederate widow, Maudie Celia Hopkins.